Now, with the World Cup nearly upon us, Lions Roar is a movement that mobilises passionate football fans who believe they can make a difference in the life of others locally and globally. During the World Cup in South Africa in 2010, Lions Roar completed four projects, a school building, an orphan home, a school toilet block and a community sport changing facility. They also work with more than 2,000 Zulu children across seven football schools. Well, Daniel Hearn from Brentwood will be travelling to Brazil shortly with Lions Roar to do some more good work, so I'm very pleased to welcome Daniel here now to talk about the project. Welcome, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
How are you today? You okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Oh, we've got some sunny weather out there. That's you can prepare yourself for the weather in Brazil today.
Yeah, well, the shorts are out.
Yes, good man, good man. So first of all, could you fill us in a little bit on the aims of Lions Roar and tell us how you got involved with the charity?
Sure. So Lions Roar was sort of the idea was coined in Lisbon in 2004, and The founder saw the group of England fans and football fans and thought, what a good thing if we could harness their passion and belief and to do some more charitable things, both home and away, and create chance to change for the people that, especially in the World Cup, it would probably pass them by. Yeah. So use the World Cup and football as a catalyst to do good things within communities locally and, as you said, abroad.
Yeah, excellent. And keep them out of the pub as well.
Yeah.
So how did you yourself get involved?
So my dad was challenged back in 2010 to go to South Africa.
Okay.
By one of his friends, and he raised the money and went to South Africa and took part in the projects that you said. He was specifically involved in the orphan home. And then he came back and I saw obviously what it did to him, how he got involved, and I thought I want to be a part of this. Yeah. I want to go and do some stuff in Brazil, so fundraise the money and obviously going out on Saturday.
Fantastic. So your dad, what did he actually do? Was it sort of getting your hands dirty and actually building stuff?
Yeah, it's brick laying. It was for him. It was actually building the orphan home. So it was from the very low down bricks to the roof, and they put the roof on, and a similar thing to what we're going to be doing in Brazil, but a completely different project and a completely different sort of. In South Africa there was an HIV and AIDS problem, whereas in Brazil it's a little bit different. It's more about drug use and drug abuse and drug crime and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the children are growing up in this sort of environment, aren't they? I mean, Brazil is one of the more developed countries in the world, but there is an incredible amount of poverty. An event like the World Cup could easily pass by the poor and disadvantaged. So what exactly are you hoping to achieve in Brazil? What are you doing?
Well, so there's one build project. It's quite a large project, and it's in a favela called Cajuru.
Right.
A
favela. What is that like? That's like a small town.
It's like a shanty town.
Okay.
It's sort of people live in very rough conditions.
Yep.
Have not very much money at all, and there's all these, as I said, drug and crime.
Yeah. Okay.
Cultures.
Yeah.
So we're going to build this education centre based around football as well. And it's going to educate them in drug use, and not drug use, drug sort of...
drug prevention, I suppose.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Keep them off the streets and deal with some of the issues that are rife within children. Let the children have their childhood as well through football. And then there's a number of football projects as well. So teaching the Brazilian kids how to play football the English way.
Right, okay. I mean, I imagine it's a pretty scary place there. You've probably got gangs, drug gangs and all that.
I think it's the sort of place where... at least this is what the charity have said. It's the place you don't want to be at night, especially even in groups as well. Usually they say if you're in groups, you'll be fine in these places, but it's not a place to be on your own or in groups at night time.
So have you got some security laid out for you?
I'm not too sure, but I think a lot of the local people have interacted with the charity very positively.
Ah, good, yeah.
So we should be fine.
Okay. And there's quite a few of you, I believe, going. How many have you got in total going?
So there'll be 270 people in total going there, and they're made up of around 60 from the UK, plus people from America, from France, Singapore, Colombia. So it's all over the place. Plus there'll be 120 Australians joining us one day.
Wow.
Before their game in the city we are, which is Curitiba. And they'll be doing some projects, and then they'll be joined by another 130 of them. So there'll be around 250 Australians as well, and we'll have a game of football and a beer, I imagine, in the evening before their game.
Fantastic. So what happens after the World Cup? Does everybody disappear?
Well, so the main core people that have travelled disappear, come back to the UK and their countries. But then there's people left on the ground there. We've... because the charity has some long-term volunteers that are currently in Curitiba now and will be for after. Plus, they've made some partners out there. So there's a local partner called Football de Rua who we're sort of building the centre for, and they'll run the centre and give all this education and these schools to the kids.
Fantastic. Now, with all that going on while you're out there, are you going to get time to see some of the matches?
Well, yes. The good news is yes. We applied for some tickets. Me, my dad and my best mate, George, we applied for tickets when they came on sale. Because you could have grouped the games, so you could apply for... where we are at Curitiba, and we thought, we'll apply for them all. We probably won't get them all, but we managed to get all four tickets.
Oh, brilliant.
So all group games. So we've got, we get to see, who do we get to see? We get to see Iran, Nigeria,
right.
Honduras, Ecuador, Australia, Spain, and Algeria, Russia. So a nice selection of nations.
Yes, okay. All right, well, let's talk about what you're actually doing there. You're building an education centre. Now, how many children do you hope will get to use this centre?
So the charity have said that around 1,000 children a year will interact with this education centre. And there'll be a similar number that will be interacting with the football projects too.
Yeah. And what sort of things are going to be taught there? Is it basic education, basically, you know, reading and writing?
So it'll be more life skills, that sort of thing. Yeah, health awareness and drug use and drug crime and gender issues that are through using football within the young children.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned you've got local people involved there and some sponsors as well from Brazil, I believe, have you?
Yeah, there's Football de Rua, plus there's a number of corporate sponsors, I believe, the charity have to sponsor the project. So that's sort of how the main money has been generated to fund the projects. Obviously, we're self-funded to go out there.
Right.
But there's some big sponsors and this Football de Rua.
What about support from the major footballing organisations such as FIFA or the FA? Do you get anything from them?
The UK projects, I believe, are sponsored not by FIFA or the FA, but Sport England. So there's a project in Middlesbrough that's, I think, had some funding from them. But in terms of what we're doing in Brazil and what was done in South Africa, I don't believe there was any sort of, especially from FIFA. I think FIFA tend to want to sweep these issues under the carpet.
Yeah, come on, Sepp.
Yeah, well, he's more bothered about earning a few bob from Qatar, isn't he?
But, well, it does seem like it at the moment. But they
sort of want to ignore that these issues are going on. I'd have thought it was a perfect opportunity to show FIFA in a good light, going to these places and actually doing good things.
Absolutely.
But then obviously that's what we're there to do, and we will do.
Well, they need a bit of good PR at the moment,
well,
I think, so maybe you can get them involved next time, yeah. Okay, it's an absolutely fabulous project as far as I'm concerned. How can people get involved? What can they do to help?
So, firstly, all the information about Lions Roar is on the website. So it's lionsroar.org, and it's Lions Roar, LionsRaw.
Yes.
That's the Roar. There's all the information there. And we've got future projects coming up in Australia in 2015, France in 2016, and Russia in 2018. So in Australia, it's the Asia Cup. And in France, it's the European Championships, and in Russia, it's the World Cup. So we've got projects there as well. Plus, we're currently a little bit short of cash for the build project in Cajaru. There's currently a campaign running through the charity called 30 and 30. So we're trying to raise £30,000 over the 30 days of June.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to look at that, that's lionsroar.org/1330. But then we're on social media as well. So it's at lionsroar. Or Facebook Lions Roar.
Okay, excellent. Well, if you missed any of that, look at the Phoenix FM website later today. I'll put everything up with some links to those websites. As I say, an excellent project, and wish you every success with it. Only one more thing to ask you, really. What are England's chances of winning?
This is the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
I think England will do better than most people probably would expect. I think for once they're going with a... we're not going to achieve much attitude, and I think that will actually do well. I think at least quarterfinals. Hopefully, I'll be back after. Oh, and sorry, I'll be back before they come back.
Right, yes.
Because in South Africa, Dad came home after they came back, the England team. So hopefully it'll be a bit different this time. But quarterfinals, that's my that'll be my
bet. Well, let's hope so, or even better, perhaps. Yeah. Well, Daniel Hearn, well done, mate. I think you're doing a fantastic thing there. And thanks for telling us all about Lions Roar and this great project. Perhaps you could come back again when you come back and let us know how it all went.
Definitely, thank you.
Brilliant. All right, well, let's have another World Cup football song now. This is Pop Will Eat Itself and Reclaim the Game. Thanks again, Daniel.
Cheers, thank you.